You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. In just a moment, we're going to talk about the 2004 election and a particular glimpse that we got of what went on at the polling places all around the country in that election. But we want to ask you the question, is voting too hard in America? If you think it's an uphill battle to get your vote to count, what obstructions and obstacles would you remove? Tell us your story of the uphill battle at 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTAKE at thetakeaway.org. Also, later in the program, we're going to be talking about Starbucks, America's living room of the 21st century. It may be going away. What's the silliest thing besides buy $13 coffee that you ever did in a Starbucks? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
We're talking about elections because the presidential election is just 4 months away. And it's worth remembering in 2004, democracy wasn't always timely.
I get down here and I got to wait 2 hours.
I'm mad.
I was born in this country. My people. Right is to be able to vote.
We have to.
This is intimidating. No telling how many people have left because of this situation.
That's a scene from November 2004 that director Katie Chevigny and crew captured on voting day. They followed 11 stories in half a dozen cities as different as Dearborn, Michigan to Pine Ridge, South Dakota in her documentary Election Day, which airs on PBS tonight. And it has some possible lessons for the upcoming 2008 voting day. Katie joins us in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So what lessons did you learn that we can apply this year?
Boy, a lot of things. I mean, the main one is that a lot of the problems that we saw and heard about that people encountered in 2000 and 2004, you know, the sources of those problems are still there. People are going to have problems going to the polls in 2008 in lots of locations for sure.
Describe your documentary.
It was kind of a crazy operation, really. We had 14 different crews all over the country, and they were all filming on the same day, just the one day, November 2nd, 2004, and they started filming at dawn and filmed till midnight, and each crew was following one particular character or one particular location, and the idea was to show the contrast and similarities in voting experiences around the country.
There's something very ordinary about all of the characters, just everyday folks who have a tremendous amount of respect for voting, so much so that many of your characters were actually involved on that day. You want to tell us about one of them?
Sure. One of the characters we followed is an international monitor from Australia this was the first election where we actually had international monitors observing our U.S. elections. You know, typically we often send people to other countries to observe their democracies. So when we were in pre-production and we heard that this was the case, I thought that would be great to see what that's like. And so this woman, Shanta Martin, was in St. Louis, Missouri, and she actually saw some of the most egregious footage we got in terms of real disparities in the polls.
And what did she conclude?
She actually made a report for Fair Elections International afterwards in which she... One of the things she reported is that there were fewer poll workers and polling machines in the polling places in the poor neighborhoods compared to the polling places in wealthy neighborhoods.
But there were also a lot of Americans
right.
who were gathering, and particularly you followed a Republican monitor who
mm-hmm.
was going into a Democratic stronghold to make sure that democracy was indeed taking place.
Right. That was actually a story that we thought would be interesting. I used to live in Chicago, so I'm familiar with what a political town it is and such a Democratic machine stronghold, of course. So we followed a guy named Jim Fuchs, who's a Republican who was determined to make sure that Republican votes got counted in Chicago and that Democrats didn't intimidate Republicans in the very liberal 44th Ward from voting.
And you also were in Ohio. And let's listen to what this man told one of your producers.
No one is having their vote taken away. And if you don't have the right to vote, if you haven't registered right, if you can't find your polling place, maybe you ought to concentrate on other things that are important in your life. If people feel it's their God-given right instead of the privilege that it is.
But you also found that even those people who were trying to exercise that privilege had a really difficult time, and you found that in multiple locations, right?
Oh, yeah, indeed. I mean, that was, part of the reason we included that quote from Cincinnati is because there's, you know, Americans really see elections based on their own experience of going to the polls. And some people have a really easy time going to the polls. And then other people are waiting in line 2 hours, 2.5 hours, getting turned away from multiple locations. And so typically what we found is people are not exposed to the other's experience. And so that was part of what we were hoping to show with the film. It's like, you may know your voting experience, but I bet you don't know all these other ones that people are also...
Because some people are voting with paper and pencil, some people are voting electronically, some are voting ballots, but there was lots of human errors that you came across.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was really, the devil in the details was sort of the theme when we were editing just about everything. Like how can, there were so many more than we could possibly include in the film. Everything from, there's lots of opportunities for human error, but there's 4,600 different voting systems in this country. And of course, some of them work better than others. They're not all equally effective. It's just an incredibly highly localized system. So there were places where people kind of found some ballots they didn't know what to do with, and they would put them aside and try to remember to put them in the ballot box later.
Well, even your guy Fuchs touches inadvertently some election materials that he admits on camera he's not supposed to touch. So there is a kind of mushy human granularness to this process. As you watch the documentary, though, over time, you begin to wonder, are any of these decisive? And maybe any of them could be decisive. We know from 2004 that there's a debate over what happened in Ohio. But in general, these errors, it's unclear whether they affect an outcome. They certainly do affect an individual's sort of precious sense of having been counted in an election.
Right. Well, we do have one story that takes place in the panhandle of Florida, where there's a sheriff's race that's decided by a difference of about 69, then 115 votes, and they have to do a recount and hand count them. And, you know, a local, that's an election that can be, that was, could have been affected by somebody miscounting some votes or putting some votes in the wrong place, some ballots, I mean. So, yeah, I mean, if you think of, and then those local outcomes, of course, do eventually ripple out to national outcomes. If you become sheriff, then you can run for, you know, lieutenant governor, et cetera. So without a doubt, it can affect outcomes. And the other concern, though, which I think we should keep in mind, is that if people aren't feeling sure that their vote is necessarily going to be counted properly, and many Americans feel that way, people are going to be less inclined to make an effort to go to the polls. I mean, people feel that way already now. So if you're kind of like, well, my vote might get counted, might not get counted, and that's not good for our democracy. I mean, that's going to have a ripple effect that's surely going to affect civic action as well as outcomes of elections.
Mm-hmm. And you're concerned that things could actually be worse in 2008. All of these little incidences that you're talking about could actually increase exponentially. Why?
Well, sure. I mean, part of the reason we saw problems in 2000 and then 2004 is because there was such higher voter turnout than was expected. So that's partly why there were such long lines, because the polling places weren't actually prepared for the kind of turnout we saw. And, you know, if 2008 isn't a high turnout election, I think we're all going to be very surprised. And there's no real evidence that, you know, lots of states have prepared for maybe double the number of people who are going to come. So whenever there's high turnout, then there's a lot more chaos and craziness. And then the fact that the poll workers are poorly trained really becomes a problem, or maybe
sounds
it's
like
not a problem if nobody...
Sounds like a sequel.
No, I'm not doing it. Somebody else can make that movie.
Katie Chevigny, thank you very much. Katie is the director of the documentary Election Day, and that's airing tonight on PBS, and some lessons in there, possibly, for the 2008 election.
And we should note, we at WNYC, we are a media sponsor of your POV production.
Oh,
so
great.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you. Thanks very much.